Now, very sad story emerged from the Irish community in London in the last few days. The story of two brothers, John and Bill, or William Kelly. They were twin brothers and they died within weeks of each other in London. They were 77 years of age. And Bill died in a place called Muswell, and then John's body was found in his house only a few miles away. Why am I telling you this? Because the brothers were actually originally from Cork, and now there's an effort underway to try to locate someone belonging to them, as they say. Otherwise, they could be buried in paupers' graves in London. It's a sad story. And we talk about John and Bill Kelly from Turner's Cross. And if you're from Turner's Cross, if you grew up in Turner's Cross, if you have an elderly relative who grew up in Turner's Cross, or if you're one of our older listeners, and we have many of them, who knows Turner's Cross and might remember two brothers called Johnny and Bill Kelly. Now, this story surfaced in the Irish Post newspaper in London about John and Bill Kelly. Bill died on the 29th of January at a place called Muswell. And it was only when his friend was trying to locate a relative, she found he had a brother called John, who only lived a few miles away in a place called Archway. And his neighbours, as it turned out, hadn't seen John for a while. They got worried, and then police and paramedics found John's body in his home. Desperately sad story. Desperately sad story. And the bodies of both John and Bill Kelly are now lying unclaimed in separate morgues, and efforts are underway to try to locate anyone who might be related to them. Now, Padraig Grennan is with Finders International. They're involved in this story. Padraig, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. Now, Padraig, you take an interest in this at the behest of the Irish Post to try to track down the two men. We know, is it that we know that they grew up at Turner's Cross in the 40s and early 50s. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, just to give you a little bit of background, first of all, how we became involved in this. We're a company that we're a firm of probate genealogists, and what we do is we trace missing beneficiaries or on a will, or we'll say an unknown next of kin on an intestacy case. But what happened in this circumstance is that the local hospital, Whittington Hospital, got in touch with us yesterday, and it subsequently appeared in the Irish Post. We were working away on it. So I think James Mulhall is the reporter there. He's covered some of the stories we've done in the past. But what happened was the hospital contacted us and said, look, they gave us the set of circumstances, which, as you say, are very, very sad indeed. So we've worked with various hospitals and councils and solicitors across the UK and Ireland for years. So they know what we're about. So we've gone about now kind of trying to find next of kin. So what's happened is here, we have, just to give you some information on the research we've done, we've located the birth certificate for William Kelly, okay? Now, on that birth certificate, his parents are named as Dennis Kelly and Hannah Kelly Nee Murphy. So really, it's a needle in a haystack job here. You've got Kelly and Murphy from Cork. So that's why, obviously, the remains of the two gentlemen, as you say, are lying in a morgue, and we're anxious to try and solve this as quickly as we can, hence coming to yourself. So the address now is very distinct, and it might ring a bell with somebody. So Dennis Kelly and Hannah Kelly, Nee Murphy, as I say, their address on William's birth certificate is at Carrig House, Doyle Road, Turner's Cross. So I can't find anything to do with Carrig House online. I'm not sure whether it still exists. It could have been a block of flats or apartments. But yeah, if any of your listeners have any information, that address might ring a bell.
Well, Doyle Road is still very much there.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, Carrig House doesn't seem to turn up on any searches we've done, but it might ring a bell with somebody. Also, Dennis Kelly, William and John's father, his occupation on the birth certificate is listed as a barman. So he might have been well known in the community himself years ago. So some of your more senior listeners might be familiar with that.
There'd be a fair number of, well, when I say a fair number, there's quite a handful of pubs around there. Some of them would date well back.
Yeah, it might ring a bell with somebody. Hopefully it does. Now, again, just some more information on the birth certificate. The lady who is named as the informant, now, she could well have been a midwife. Her name was Mary Gleason of 5 Kinsale Terrace, Evergreen Road, which I believe is just around the corner from Doyle Road.
Literally.
So that might, she could have been a friend, or she could have been a midwife. But, you know, those tidbits of information might ring a bell with somebody locally. Yeah. Also, on the parents' marriage certificate, so you've got Dennis Kelly and Hannah Murphy. Dennis's occupation at the time was as a farmer. His father was a farmer. So this is 1926.
Right.
Would have been 12 years before the twins were born. So the father, Dennis, his occupation was a farmer, as I say, and their address at the time of marriage was in Kilmacowan, which is in the Eyries in the Barra Peninsula, West Cork. So that might ring a bell with somebody.
Yeah. And again, Eyries would be a very small place, very small, close-knit community. They had a sister as well, didn't they, Padraig?
They did. Now, this is according to the story that James Mulhall printed, yeah, they had a sister called Mary who predeceased both. Now, in our searches, we couldn't find a Mary Kelly at all. So, you know, she could have married, but we couldn't find a death certificate or a birth certificate for Mary. Again, you're dealing with Kellys. So, as I say, the search is so vast and there's so many returns, but our research didn't produce anything to do with his sister as of yet. As I say, research is ongoing here, but maybe some of your listeners would have some information that could help, you know, speed up the process.
They left Cork when they were, I reckon, around 18. So they would probably have gone to school in that general area. So there would have been maybe Chris Tree boys going back along.
They could have done. Again, we don't know if the twins left for London together on their own or whether the entire family, you know, upped and moved to the UK. That information, unfortunately, we've searched through all the newspaper archives around the area for the time, and nothing really is showing up for the family or for the address we have. So, again, we're in the dark at the moment. Again, it's still early days as regards our research. We only got this case yesterday, but, we're hoping that Carrick House and Doyle Road and the fact that Dennis, the father, was a barman, might trigger some
that
kind
might
of memory
bring it
for
back.
Somebody.
You may have said this, but I was kind of taking notes as you were talking.
Yeah.
Did you locate death certificates for either of the parents?
No, I don't have a death certificate for either of the parents at the moment. What I have is we've got a birth certificate for one of the twins, William. Now, his brother John's will be identical. And we have a marriage certificate for the parents. So the marriage certificate, the reason we would look for that would give an idea of where they lived when they married.
Okay.
So, again, it's a different address to Carrick House on Doyle Road. That's back in Kilmacowan. So that's the purpose now, the reason we would get that, you know?
Okay, so we're looking for anyone who knows anything about the Kellys of originally Carrick House, Doyle Road. The boys would have grown up between the late 30s and early 50s and then gone to London. We don't know whether they all went to London or the boys just went to London. Is that correct?
No, that's it. I mean, the rest of the family, there could have been more siblings. Again, somebody, as you say, really, you're looking at a childhood memory here, somebody that might have went to school with these people and might have known, oh yeah, they remember them heading off, or they might remember if they'd siblings or whatever. Really, if we're looking to see, can anybody remember whether they had maybe brothers or sisters, and that way we try and find them, or we try and find their offspring.
You have a marriage certificate for the parents, something we would have done in my little bit of amateur adoption tracing and things like that. You'd have gone looking for children of the marriage. You haven't been able to find any more of those, have you?
No. We found. Now, here's the thing. We're not 100% sure that the marriage certificate is correct.
Right.
But we did some extensive searching yesterday, and it's the only one that's coming up. As I say again, there's a different address, but you know, people move around all the time, so we wouldn't be put off by that. We're fairly confident it's the one. Could I just say as well, PJ, that just in case anybody's afraid of ringing in, there would be no costs involved here as regards the funeral.
Yes.
What you've got is two gentlemen lying in morgues in the UK, and the local councils are going to pay for these funerals. Really, we're just trying to help them out to try and get some family members to attend if possible. You know?
All right. Well, look, it's a terribly sad story. It would be great if we could find someone. We've already had a call, as you know well how alert people are during an election, Padraig.
Yeah.
Councillor
Tom
O'Driscoll, local Fianna Fáil councillor, has called to say there is a Carrick House on the current electoral register. It's on Doyle Road, Turnus Cross.
Okay. Well, as I say, research is ongoing, so we will follow that up. Can I just give our phone number and contact details?
Indeed, you can.
In case anybody happens to have some information, you can get us at Finders International on 1800 210 210, or you could email us at contact@findersinternational.com. www.irishcommunity.ie.
Okay, 1800-210-210 seems the easiest, but we'll put that information on our page. Hollyg, sure. Listen, if you get any more, come back to us, because it's fascinating.
I will, of course.
And lots of people who listen, we would have grown up and went to school. I went to school in Turner's Cross. So, you know, it'd be of great interest to a lot of people locally. So if we do manage to trace anything to do with the lads, it'd be great to get back to it. All right?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, PJ.
Thank you. That's
Take care, bye-bye.
Hollyg Grennan from Finders International.